accord, and ask God to continue to guide our service.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's pray.
大家平安。
We thank God. Peace to you all.
这一次我们东部区的高中班神学训练班在我们喜乐坡教会举行。
This year, the regional high school theological seminar is being hosted here in Hillsboro.
这是我们东部第一次举办。
This is the first time we're hosting this event on the East Coast.
我们过去的神学训练班都是大学生。
In the past, all of our theological training seminars have been limited to college age and above.
感谢主啊，对青年的帮助相当大。
Thank God that it's been very effective for our youth.
所以几年前呢，总会就想说把这个神训班呢往下再三年。
A few years ago, the USGA decided to include a theological training seminar for 3 years prior to college age.
让这个高中生啊，那个有系统的来学习道理。
That in doing so, we could have a systematic study of the Bible for the high school age students.
让他们从小啊就能够建立很坚定的信仰根基。
The intention is that while they're still young, they can establish a root in the truth.
所以在西部的教会啊，今年是第三年。
This year on the West Coast was their third time for hosting this similar event.
所以已经有第一期的毕业学生。
And because it's the third year, we've actually had our first wave of students graduate.
我们东部是从今年开始办第一期。
Now here in the East Coast, this is our first year we're starting.
我们盼望说将来能够继续举办，能够对这些高中生有更好的造就。
Our hope is that as long as we continue with this theological training, it can truly edify our youth.
在教会办各样的活动啊，当然我们弟兄姊妹都很忙。
Of course, whenever we have these type of seminars, all the brothers and sisters are busy.
所以特别感谢我们弟兄姊妹能够全力来协助这一处的圣工。
And so we especially thank all of the brothers and sisters for supporting this event.
除了我们喜乐坡教会啊，东部的教会啊。都动员来帮忙主欢各样的服事工作。
And we see that in addition to the Hillsboro Church itself, all the neighboring churches mobilize to help with cooking and other various support.
所以特别感谢大家，也愿主耶稣大大祝福我们所做的一切工作。
So we truly express our gratitude and pray that God will sincerely bless you all for your work.
今天下午来跟我们谈福音是神的大能。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you on the topic, the gospel is the great power of God.
因为这一次小弟被安排讲罗马书。
Because this time around, I was scheduled to teach in the book of Romans.
那是讲十二章到十六章。
I was actually focusing on chapters 12 to 16.
不过整个罗马书是非常好的一些非常有系统的道理的描写。
But when you look at the entirety of the book of Romans, it's a very systematic study of the truth.
保罗从神那里领受很多属灵的奥秘。
The Apostle Paul received many spiritual mysteries and revelation from God.
所以他可以把这个道理非常有系统的把它整理出来。
Because of this, he was able to very organize and clearly explain the gospel and the truth.
让我们能够有系统的学习。
So that we can study it very systematically.
这罗马书大概分三部分。
We can categorize the book of Romans into three sections.
前面一部分是谈到因信称义之道。
The first section is justification by faith.
第二部分是谈到神的救赎计划。
Second section is the great salvation plan of God.
第三部分是谈到基督徒的生活。
And the third can be said is the Christian life.
这一次的神训班是讲基督徒的生活。
This time around in the theological seminar, we focus mainly on a Christian life.
所以下午我想把第一部分很简单的给我们做一个整理。
Now this afternoon, I'd like to briefly go over the first section of justification by faith.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章十六节跟十七节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
罗马书一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
一章十六节。
16 and 17.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来， 这个意思本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。我们知道保罗本来他是敌对啊神的教会。
We know previously Paul was actually in opposition to the Church of God.
虽然他是一个年轻人啊，但是他很有权柄。
Even though he was very young at the time, he had a lot of authority.
所以他可以随便把基督徒抓来鞭打下监呢。
And this authority allowed him to capture Christians at will, to throw them in prison and to beat them.
因为他以为在为自己的神啊大发热心。
Personally, he thought he was being fervent for his God.
但是他要到大马士革的路上啊，神选召他。
However, one day on the way to Damascus, God called him.
神用荣光照他。
And God shined a bright light on him.
结果他就扑倒在地上。
And he fell to the floor.
他说有一个声音说，保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Then a voice said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗说啊，主啊，你是谁？
Saul replied, Lord, who are you?
那个声音说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And the voice replied, "I am Jesus whom you persecute."
保罗说：“主啊，那我错了，我该怎么办？”
And then so Paul said, "What should I do?"
主耶稣对他说：“你进到城里面去。”
Jesus told him to go into the city.
有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。
And there would be a man to reveal to you what you ought to do.
保罗被荣光一照，扑倒在地面上，眼睛都瞎掉了。
Saul, when the light shone on him, fell to the ground, and his eyes were blind.
人家把他牵到城里面。
People with him had to lead him by hand.
他在那边禁食祷告。
And there he fasted and prayed.
后来有一个先知啊，有一个门徒啊，他叫做亚拿尼亚。
And then it was a disciple of Jesus, Ananias, who met him in the city.
神叫他说，你去为保罗按手祷告，让他得圣灵。
God told his disciple, go and pray and lay hands on this person, Paul,
也让他能够得医治。
And he can be healed as well.
亚拿尼亚对保罗说，
Ananias said to Saul,
你在路上所遇到的耶稣叫我来。
The Lord Jesus, whom you met on the road, has sent me to you.
他要让你得医治。
So that you can be healed.
所以保罗圣灵充满。
From that point, Saul became filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的眼睛好像鳞片一样掉下来，所以他就看得见了。
And because things as of scales from his eyes fell, then he could see again.
亚拿尼亚对他说，
Ananias also said to him,
神拣选了你，
God has chosen you.
要借着你把福音啊传到非犹太人的地方去。
So that through you the gospel can be preached to the non-Jews.
所以保罗信主以后啊，他就知道自己的使命。
After Apostle Paul believed, he understood what his commission was.
虽然为着传福音啊遭遇到很多的患难，
and even though he encountered a lot of tribulation for the sake of preaching the gospel,
受到很多的逼迫，
though he was persecuted,
他说每一次挨打就是四十下减一下。
He even said that every time he was beaten, it was with 39 stripes.
因为罗马的公民啊，被鞭打不能够超过四十下。
The reason is Roman citizen cannot be beaten more than 40 times.
他是罗马公民，所以每一次都被挨打三十九下。
And so because he's a Roman citizen, he was beaten 39 times.
他也常常啊被下监。
Often he was thrown into prison.
最后啊，甚至为主耶稣殉道。
In the very end, he was also martyred for Jesus.
虽然这样啊，但是他说啊，我不以福音为羞耻。
Despite all of this, he said he is not ashamed of the gospel.
因为很多人说啊，这个是扰乱天下的。
Because a lot of people said this gospel turned the world upside down.
他不配活在这个世界上。
Or that he turned the world upside down and he wasn't worthy to live.
所以想办法要把保罗除掉。
And so everyone tried to find ways to kill Paul.
那他说啊，我不以传福音为羞耻。
And yet he said he was not ashamed of the gospel.
因为我深深知道我所相信的是谁。
Because I know in whom I have believed.
我领受的这个福音啊，就是神的大能。
That this gospel is the great power of God.
他要来拯救一切相信。
To save all of those who believe.
那知道说啊，这个福音是要让人从患难当中啊，啊能够得享平安。
Paul knew that this gospel would enable a person to be delivered from tribulation to find.
让人在绝望当中带来希望。
So that in despair, a person could find hope.
让人能够胜过死亡啊，得享永远的福气。
To allow a person to overcome death to inherit eternal blessing.
说这则。福音啊，神要把他的丰盛的恩惠啊，白白赏赐给众人。
Through the gospel, God is freely giving His blessing to mankind.
那当然，这个有一个先后顺序，是先给犹太人，
However, there is an order of how things occur. First, the gospel is preached to the Jews, then to the Gentiles.
他说这是要成就神的义,
and this is done in order to fulfill the righteousness of God.
让我们因为借着相信福音啊, 啊, 得到称义,
that by believing in the gospel, we can be justified and receive life.
所以保罗在这个罗马书里面啊, 都是阐述神 的大能，神怎样来拯救我们世人？
So when we look through the book of Romans, we see Paul is proclaiming the great power of God and how God is able to save man.
马丁路德在1517年的时候从事改教运动。
1517, Martin Luther King began a reformation in the church.
因为他是一个神学的教授。
Because he was a theologian.
他在研究圣经的时候发现当时的教会啊。 有很多跟道理不一致。
As he studied the Bible, he realized that the church had many things that were not in accordance with the Bible.
因为当时的教会啊, 卖赎罪券, 说你要得到赦罪啊, 你要拿钱来买。
For example, because at the time, in order to have your sins forgiven, you had to pay money for it.
教会来边, 教会里面啊, 望弥撒啊, 来做功德啊, 实际上是在累积财富。
Or people would have to work in as a in order to have their sins forgiven.
也有很多的修道院啊，人住在那里苦修啊。
Or people would have to chastise themselves.
以为说这样啊就可以得救了。
They thought that by doing all of these things they could be saved.
但是保罗在读罗马书的时候发现说，人能够得救不是在乎人的行为。
But as Martin Luther read the book of Romans, he realized a person can't be saved by his actions.
而是要借着相信耶稣基督啊, 而来得到称义。
Instead, a person is justified by believing simply in Jesus.
这个恩典啊, 是要白白是给人的。
And this grace is to be freely given to all men.
不是因为我们有什么功劳啊。
We're not going to receive this because of a labor that we've done.
所以借着罗马书的道理啊, 加添他, 改革宗教的决心。
And so through his study of the book of Romans, it further strengthened his desire to reform the church.
当然后来有很多啊, 跟随他的人, 也一直在强调,
Eventually, many people began to support him and to emphasize on this teaching of justification by faith.
很可惜的，就是因为有人啊强调过分了。Unfortunately,
because some people overemphasized it.
所以有的人变成说啊，你只要信就好了，什么都不要了。Then
eventually, some people would say, all you have to do is believe, and that's good enough. You don't have to do anything else.
甚至引述罗马书的第10章。And
they would even reference Romans chapter 4.
说你只要口里承认耶稣。They
say, as long as you profess with your mouth Jesus,
相信他从死里复活, 那你就得救了,
believe that he resurrected from the dead, then you shall be saved.
所以他们认为说, 什么都不需要, 也不需要洗礼, 啊, 领受圣灵, 都不需要了。
And so from this they misinterpret and said, after you believe, then you don't need to be baptized or receive the Holy Spirit.
只要你有心啊, 信耶稣啊, 啊, 你就得救了。
As long as you believe in your heart in Jesus, then you're saved.
啊, 你既然一次得救啊, 就永远得救了。
And once you're saved, then you're always saved forever.
啊, 不管你行为再怎么不好啊, 啊, 都没有关系了。
Regardless of how poor your actions or deeds are, you're always going to be saved.
所以因为强调过分啊, 而造成了很多的偏差。Because
they overemphasized this teaching, then they also too deviated from the truth.
当然我们借着相信来得到称义，能够得救，这是神给我们的恩典，没有错。Now
of course it's true that believing in Jesus allows us to be justified, and this is God's grace to us.
但是到底怎样接受？ 啊,
but how exactly do you receive this gospel so that you can fully complete this salvation?
到底神借着圣经里面怎么主示我们？
And how does God exactly tell us from the Bible?
我们可以从罗马书啊, 得到非常好的学习。
In fact, from the book of Romans, we can find very good teachings.
我们来看罗马书的第1章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
18节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
这里讲到这个福音的需要性。
Verse 18 describes to us the importance and the need for the gospel.
为什么人需要福音?
Why does a person need the gospel at all?
为什么人需要得救?
Or why does a man need to be saved?
说因为人罪的缘故。
It tells us because of sin.
我们看罗马书1章18节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 18.
罗马书一章的十八节.
Chapter 1 verse 18.
说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。这里讲到一般世人都醉了。It
tells us here the sins of a typical person.
说人因为行了不虔不义的罪，所以神的愤怒就在人的身上。That
because man acts in ungodly ways and unrighteous ways, then God has wrath on man.
不虔就是不晓得敬畏神。Unfortunately,
they don't know to fear God.
不义就是在道德上堕落，行了很多犯罪的事情。Likewise,
they also in morals perform many immoral actions.
所以人就在神的愤怒之下。
Because of both things, they're in God's wrath.
所以这里面讲到神的事情啊，人所能够知道的，显明在人的心里面。
But in verse 19, it tells us that the things of God are manifested in a person's heart.
虽然人看不到神，
even though a person can't see God.
那神借着所创造的万物啊， 让人晓得有一位造物主的存在。
Yet through all of his creation, God allows a person to know that God exists.
所以神的存在是让人明明可知的。
Therefore, God's existence is true and is certain to
anyone. 你是没有办法推诿的。
It's undeniable.
但是人虽然知道有神啊， 却不能够荣耀他，不晓得敬拜他。
But even though a person knows God exists, he's still unable to exalt or praise God.
反而自己以为聪明啊，就铸造了很多各种金银木石塑造之物来敬拜。
And then on top of that, they try to exalt themselves as God or create graven images and idols.
所以神就让人存了一种希望的心呢。
Because of this, God allows man to have this heart of desiring.
结果他们就放纵私欲，就行了很多很多各样不道德的事情。
And the people give in to their fleshly desires and perform many immoral actions.
所以在这里谈到二十几种的罪。
It tells us here from these verses onwards,
20-some-odd sins.
And the Bible explains the reason why these sins occur is because they deny God and give in to their flesh.
第一个就是同性恋咯。First
is homosexuality.
男跟男，你跟你，一伙攻心，彼此贪恋。Men
burning with lust against men and women against women.
说就受了妄为当得的报应。
And then so they receive the penalty of their error.
所以这种罪啊，就是因为不敬畏神来的。
This type of sin comes about because they don't fear God.
然后就行了二十几种不道德的事情。
And then from there records 20 different immoral actions.
说他们也知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的。
God in his eyes sees these people as deserving of death.
但是不只是自己去行，而且也 欢喜，别人跟着一起。Because
these people not only themselves commit these actions, but welcome other people to commit it with them.
这是因为一般人犯了罪，所以惹神的愤怒。This
is because most people sin and cause God to be in wrath.
然后谈到这个犹太人虽然有神的律法，因为他们是神的选民。
Now it also continues to say that because the Jews are the chosen people of God, they have his laws and commandments. And the commandments tell them what things they can and cannot do. But even though they have the law, they break the law. It's like the blind leading the blind.
是当师傅来带领人的。
They thought that they were teachers who could lead people.
那神对他们说，你们能够教导别人，怎么不晓得教导自己呢？
But God says to them, how do you think you can teach others but yet cannot teach yourself?
你们有了律法，为什么就去犯律法呢？
Why is it you have the law and yet you go to break it?
让神的名受到羞辱。
To cause God's name to be shamed.
所以虽然犹太人有神的律法， 但是他们没有力量把神的律法把它行出来。
Even though the Jews had the law of God, they didn't have the ability to enact it.
所以同样落在神的审判之下。
And so they too likewise also fell into the judgment of God.
罗马书的第二章一开始谈到神的审判。
Romans chapter 2 starts out talking about the judgment of God.
我们看二章第二节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 2.
罗马书二章第二节.
Romans chapter 2, verse 2.
我们知道这样行的人, 神必按真理审判他。 神审判人啊, 第一个就是按真理。
Tells us here that God judges people first according to the truth.
所以神要按他的真理啊, 来审判世人。
God will use his truth to measure and judge mankind.
啊,第六节。
Verse 6.
他必照个人的行为报应个人。
He renders each one according to his deeds.
所以神的审判是公义的。
God's judgment is righteous.
他看每一个人所行的,来施行审判。
He judges us all based on what we do ourselves.
忠心行善的。 神就把尊贵不朽坏的福气赐给他们。
To those who do good, then God will reward them with treasures that will not be corrupted.
那些结党不顺服真理的人,
But those who sin against God,
神就用愤怒恼恨报应他们。
Then God will repay them with wrath and judgment.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人。
And he will add on to the suffering and pain of those who do iniquity.
所以这是神的审判, 第二个是按照人的行为。
So the second aspect of God's judgment is that he repays according to your deed.
再看12节。
Let's also look at verse 12.
二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
凡没有律法犯了罪的必不按律法灭亡, 凡在律法以下犯了罪的, 也必按律法受审判。 神给犹太人有律法,
God gave the laws to the Jews.
所以神要按照律法受审判。
Because of this, he will judge them based on this law.
他说主要律法上犯了一条就是犯了众条。
As long as they broke one part of the law, then that means they broke all the law.
所以在律法之下没有一个人可以因为行律法得救。
This means that no person by keeping the law can be saved themselves.
因为没有人可以把律法行得完全。
Because it's impossible for any person to keep the whole law completely.
14节,
verse 14.
二章十四节,
chapter 2, verse 14.
没有律法的外邦人, 若顺着本性行律法上的事, 他们虽然没有律法, 自己就是自己的律法。 15节,
15.
这是显出律法的功用啊, 刻在他们的心里, 他们是非之心啊, 同作见证, 并且他们的思念互相较量, 不以为是, 不以为非啊。 非犹太人啊, 虽然没有神赐的律法。
On the other hand, the non-Jews, even though they don't have the law of God,
但是神是给我们每一个人都有良心的存在。
God, however, gives each one of us a conscience.
他说这个良心啊, 就是神的灯, 来鉴察人的心腹。
This conscience is like a light from God to examine what we do.
所以人有良心, 他会知道说什么是该做的, 什么是不该做的。
So because we have this conscience, then we know what things we should and should not do.
当然啊, 犯错了, 有时候良心就会住着。
Of course, sometimes when you do something wrong, then your conscience rebukes you for it.
这是神的灵的一种功用。
This is an aspect of the work of God's Spirit.
所以你虽然没有律法, 但是神就按照良心来给你审判。
Now, even if you don't have the law, God will judge you according to your conscience.
但不是说啊, 人可以靠着良心就能够得救了。
But this still doesn't mean you can be saved by relying on your conscience.
因为没有一个人啊, 一生当中没有违背过良心的。
Because there's no person in the world who's never done anything against his conscience.
所以无论怎样, 神就把众人啊都圈在罪里面。
No matter how you look at it, God combines all mankind under this umbrella.
所以如果从神的审判来看呢, 没有一个人是完全的。
And from the aspect of God's judgment, there's no person who's completely perfect.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse
9. 罗马书三章第九节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 9.
这却怎么样呢? 我们比他们强吗? 绝不是的。 因为我们已经证明啊, 犹太人和希利尼人啊, 都在罪恶之下, 第十节,
10.
就如经上所记啊, 没有义人, 连一个也没有, 没有明白的, 没有寻求神的, 都是偏离正路啊, 一同变为无用, 没有行善的, 连一个也没有。 所以在神的审判之下, 你不管说犹太人也好, 外邦人也好, 没有一个啊, 行义的人。
In God's judgment, whether you're Jew or Greek, there's no one who does good.
所以所有的人啊,
Instead, all are under sin and therefore must confront God's judgment.
这是神的审判啊，跟人的罪。
This is the relationship between God's judgment and man's sin.
所以既然在神的审判之下，所有的人都是罪人啊， 所以人没有办法靠着自己啊来称义得救。
Now, if all man is categorized as being sinful in God's judgment, then there's no one who can be saved.
既然是罪人啊，就有罪的结果。
And if there is sin, then there are also the wages of sin.
刚刚说啊，因为罪的缘故，所以就在神的震怒之下。
We mentioned earlier that because of sin, we are all under God's wrath.
所以人生有很多的苦啊，就是因为罪来的。
A lot of times, the suffering we endure in our life is a result of sin.
我们看诗篇90篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇90篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇90篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
第七节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 7. 说我们因为你的怒气而消灭，因为你的愤怒而惊慌。第八节。8. 你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。第九节。Verse 9. 我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下。
我们度尽的年岁，好像一生的叹息。第十节。10. 我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮的可到80岁，但其中所经过的不过是劳苦、愁烦、转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。摩西在这里谈到这个人生啊，因为罪的缘故。 所以在神的怒气之下，
Moses tells us that we're under God's wrath because of our sins.
所有人的罪啊，都显露在神的面前，没有办法隐藏啊。
All of our sins before God are apparent. We can't hide them.
所以人的一生啊，很短暂，充满着劳苦。
And because of this, our lives are short and it's filled with sorrow.
说好像一生的叹息啊。
It passes just like a sigh.
70-80岁的人生所充满的就是劳苦。 愁烦，最后的结果就是虚空。
The 70, 80 years that we live to be are just full of sorrow, and in the very end, it's just vanity.
这是罪所带来的结果。
This is the result that sin brings about.
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
所以因为罪进到这个世界来。
Because sin entered into the world.
所以死亡就跟着临到世界。
Then death also entered as well.
因为全世界都
Because the entire world is under sin, then death entered the world.
不管人活多久啊，总有一天都要离开世界。
No matter how long we live to be, one day we will depart.
那问题是离开世界不是就结束了？
But the question is that after you die, that's not the end of the matter.
因为还要面对罪的审判。
Afterwards, you still have to be faced with the judgment of God.
所以按照定命啊，人人都有一死。
According to what is written and commanded, we will all die.
死后还要面对审判。
After we die, we will face judgment.
所以圣经里面说啊，到世界末日的时候，一个白色的审判台显现出来了。
The Bible says in the last day, a great white throne of judgment will appear.
神坐在审判台上。
And God will be sitting on this judgment.
有那个生命册啊，行为册就显露出来。
Then a book of life and a book of deeds will appear.
所有世界上的万民啊，都要在审判台前。 按照自己所行的来接受审判。
And all mankind throughout history will stand before this judgment to be faced with their judgment.
犯罪的结果啊，就是还要下到硫磺火湖里面啊，说那个是第二处的死啊，在那里永远受刑罚。
The result of a person with sin is that they will enter into their second death, which is eternal condemnation in the hellfire.
所以。 为什么我们需要福音呢？就是要解决罪的问题。So
today, the reason why we need the gospel is to deal with this problem of sin.
为着要让我们脱离世上的苦难。That
to allow us to depart from our labor and suffering.
为着要让我们得胜死亡。In
order to allow us to overcome death.
所以人需要啊这个福音。Because
of this, man needs the gospel.
我们看回来罗马书第3章。Let's
turn back to Romans chapter 3.
21节。Verse 21.
Romans chapter 3, verse 21.
但如今呢，神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。22节。22。就是神的义，因为信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。23节。23。因为世人都犯了罪。 亏欠了神的荣耀，24节。24。如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就可以白白得到称义。所以本来人都犯了罪，所以在神的审判之下是绝望的。Originally,
because all of us are sinful, then under God's judgment, we have no hope.
所以，凡有血气的人呢？ 没有一个人可以靠着自己的行为啊，来得救。No
person who is born of the flesh can rely on their actions to save themselves.
而神的义啊，却在这个时候显明出来。However,
it's at this point that the righteousness and justice of God appears.
而不是靠着人自己行的义。And
this righteousness appears apart from our actions.
而是借着神的义。And
instead is because of God's righteousness.
就是借着耶稣基督啊。 来成就救恩啊，为担当我们的罪。
This righteousness comes because Jesus fulfilled salvation and bore our sins for us.
让为我们众人来死啊，胜过罪过。
To die for mankind and to overcome death.
让我们每一个相信他的人啊。 都能够得到赦罪，得到永远的生命。
Because of this, each one of us who believe can have our sins remissed and to inherit eternal life.
说这就是神为我们预备的一个救恩啊，让我们称义的方法。
This is the salvation that God has prepared for us to allow us to become justified.
所以人是没有办法靠自己行义得救的。
So a person can't rely on his actions to be saved.
但是可以借着信耶稣基督啊。 就把神的义啊，白白的加给一切相信的人。But
through believing in Jesus, they can freely receive the justification that comes from God.
我们因为耶稣基督的救赎啊，就可以白白得到称义。Because
of Jesus' salvation, then we can freely be justified.
耶稣基督啊，他是神成为人啊，道成肉身来到这个世界。Jesus
Christ was a man who was God manifested in the flesh and the world.
他主要就是来传扬天国的道理。He
came to preach the gospel. The kingdom of heaven.
来指引我们得救，回天国的道路。
To lead us onto the path to return back to heaven.
但是他最后完成了工作，替我们流血，替我们死。
But after he finished and accomplished his work, he also died and shed his blood for us.
说按照神的律法规定，如果有罪，必须要流血才能够得到赦罪。
According to the laws that God commanded, a person can only have the sins forgiven by shedding of blood.
所以从古以来啊。 神的百姓啊，就要常常杀牛、杀羊、流血。
This is the reason why from ancient times that the Israelites often killed cattle to shed blood.
表示说这个牛羊的血啊，它本来是无辜的，但是因为担当我们的罪啊，替我们死掉了。That
by killing this innocent animal, it could bear our sins for us.
让它的义啊归在我们身上。And
then so his righteousness can then become upon us.
但事实上啊，说这个牛羊的血啊。 没有办法真正除掉人的罪。But
unfortunately, in reality, the blood of these bulls cannot truly forgive our sins.
假使能够除罪的话，一次就完成了。Because
if it could, then one time of shedding the blood would be good
enough. 不必一而再的，每一次就是一直杀牛杀羊啊，一直献祭赎罪。You
wouldn't have to kill them each time you sin to have your sins forgiven again.
因为这个牛羊的血啊，只是让人想起人是有罪的。
The only effect that killing these cattle had was to allow us to remind us that we have sinned.
也是告诉我们将要靠着一位救主啊，来替我们流血，才能够替我们赎罪。
But it also foretold that the only way our sins could truly be forgiven is for a Savior to come and die.
所以耶稣来到世界以后啊。
So after Jesus came to the world.
他为着担当我们的罪啊，所以就被出卖了。
For the sake of bearing our sins, he was betrayed.
虽然他是没有罪的，却被杀在十字架上面。
Even though he was sinless and blameless, he was killed on the cross.
所以圣经里面说，人都以为他是犯了什么错，被神击打苦待。
The Bible says that, a person thinks he's committed something wrong and God punishes it for him.
哪知他是担当我们的罪。
But Jesus bore our sins for us.
所以因为他受的刑罚，我们才能够得平安。
That because he was judged, then we receive peace.
而因为他替我们死，才能够带给我们生命。
Because he died for us, we obtain life.
所以只有这耶稣基督啊，没有瑕疵的血啊，啊一次献上啊，就完成了永远赎罪的功夫。
Only the blameless blood of Jesus offered once could completely redeem us from all of our sins.
啊，这就显明了神对我们世人的爱。
And in doing so, this manifested the love of God for us.
所以圣经里面说啊，人为罪人，人为亲人呐，舍命啊，很少是这样的。
Bible says seldomly will you see a man die for a righteous person.
啊，但是我们还做罪人的时候。 神的儿子耶稣基督啊，就为我们死掉了。
And yet while we were still sinners, the Son of God died for the ungodly.
所以神的爱就是这样显明出来了。
And this is how God's love is shown.
所以我们就是借着耶稣为我们舍命，所以我们得生命，我们还能够打通了一条通往天国的道路。
Because Jesus died for us, then we could obtain life and find a new way to reach heaven.
这是神的为我们完成的救赎的工作。
This is the work of salvation which God completed on our behalf.
但是我们怎样来领受神的救恩呢？
But the question is, how do you receive God's salvation?
怎样才能够真正得救呢？
How do you be truly saved?
是不是按照一般人所讲，你只要口里相信就好了？
Is it simply just professing with our mouth that we believe in Jesus?
事实上，在这个罗马书的第十章啊。
In fact, in Romans chapter 10,
是在强调说啊，其实旧约的律法啊，它是预表啊耶稣的救恩。
It emphasizes that the laws in the Old Testament were a prefigurement of Jesus.
所以律法的总结啊，就是耶稣基督。
That the conclusion of the law was Jesus.
啊，所以现在你主要相信耶稣就对了。
So today, as long as you believe in Jesus, that would be correct.
啊，所以说啊。 你不必说啊，我要从跑到天上去请耶稣下来。
You don't need to say, oh, I need to go up to heaven to ask Jesus to come down.
也不必说啊，你要到阴间领耶稣上来。
Or you don't need to say, I need to go to Hades to bring Jesus up.
因为耶稣已经从天降临到世界。
Because Jesus already descended from heaven to earth.
啊，他已经完成救赎的工作。
He already completed the work of salvation.
而且到阴间啊，为我们人人尝了死味。
He even tasted death in Hades on our behalf.
啊，他又从死里复活过来了。
Then he resurrected from the dead.
所以他已经得胜死亡，成了我们永远救赎的根源。He's
already overcome death and become the first fruit of our resurrection.
所以我们主要相信他就对了。
So today, as long as we believe in him, then that would be correct.
因为除他以外啊，没有拯救。
Because aside from him, there is no other salvation.
所以耶稣说啊，我就是道路。 我就是真理，我就是生命。
That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
人如果没有借着我，就没有办法回到天上父神那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
门徒在传道理的时候也说啊，除了他以外，天下人间啊，不再赐下别的名。
As the disciples preached, they also said there's no other name under heaven or on earth by which a person can be saved.
所以这里是在强调啊，世间当中，耶稣是唯一人类唯一的救赎主。Except
for Jesus, so all of this is to emphasize that in throughout man's history, only one person can save us.
除了他以外啊，没有拯救了。Aside
from him, there is no salvation.
所以不管你要信什么了，你一定要信耶稣。So
doesn't
除了信耶稣以外，没有别的方法。So
it doesn't matter what you do, you have to believe in Jesus because there's no other method.
但是不是说啊，你口里承认相信就够了。
But it doesn't mean that professing with your mouth is good enough.
因为信耶稣是最基本的。
Because believing in Jesus is the very fundamental basics.
除了信耶稣以外，还要按照主耶稣所指示我们的方法来行。
On top of believing in Jesus, we have to do according to what he commands us.
我们看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
我们先看第五章好了。
Actually, let's look at chapter 5.
我们先看第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
这里是讲到这个因信得到称义所得到的福分。Here
it tells us the blessings of being justified by our faith.
我们看五章第一节。Chapter
5, verse 1.
五章一节。Chapter
5, verse 1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神和好。第二节。
2. Here it tells us the result and the blessings we have after being justified by faith. Originally, under sin, we were enemies of God. That's why we were sons of wrath.
但现在因为信了，所以借着耶稣基督能够跟神和好。
But now because we believe in Jesus, we're reconciled with God.
能够进到神的恩典当中，享受从神来的各样福乐。
And then we can enter into God's grace to receive all of His abundant blessings.
能够以神为我们的满足，为我们的喜乐。
To have God as our joy and satisfaction.
还可以欢欢喜喜盼望神所赐给我们的。
And to joyfully and with hope receive God's glory. Because you believe, you can enter into God's grace. So it tells us that in our lives, no matter how things around us change, whether in prosperity or in difficulty, we are all still joyful. Because through the love of God, He's already poured His Spirit into our hearts.
我们常常有神的爱充满在我们心中，所以在任何的环境都是喜乐满足的。Then
the love of God is always filling inside of us, so no matter how things change around us, we always have joy in the heart.
再看八章十八节。
Let's also look at chapter 8, verse 18.
罗马书八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来的荣耀，就不足介意了。十九节。19。受造之物却望等候神的众族显现出来。20节。20。因为受造之物伏在西宫之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因为那叫他如此的。21节。21。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制。 得享神儿女的自由的荣耀，虽然我们心里叹息，我们盼望身体得赎，我们看24节。Let's
also look at 24.
我们的得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望，谁还盼望所见的呢？25节。25。 但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必须忍耐等候。这里讲到说，我们虽然生活在世界上，It
tells us here in this passage that even though we live in this world,
我们带着肉体有一些时间空间上的限制。As
flesh, we have limitations with time and space.
有时候我们身体也会有病痛患难。Sometimes
we will have sicknesses in our flesh or have tribulations.
我们生活在这个世界上也有很多美中不足的地方。Or
in this world, many unfortunate things happen to us.
所以虽然我们在今世能够享受很多神的恩典没有错。And
yes, it's true. Materially, we can still receive a lot of God's blessings.
那我们真正的盼望不是在地面上的。But
our true hope isn't in this world.
我们是盼望将来有一天啊。 能够脱离这个败坏的辖制。
Instead, our hope is that one day we can be delivered from this snare of destruction.
因为我们的身体是土造的，是非常卑贱脆弱的。
Destruction and corruption because our body is flesh, it is weak and lowly.
我们将来要脱离这个败坏的辖制，神要赐给我们一个荣耀的灵体。
One day we will be delivered from this body of corruption and inherit a
glorious body.
And to receive the glory of God's children. Today, as we live in this world,
这虽然有很多的好处，但是也是美中不足的地方。
Even though there are a lot of benefits that we receive, there's still many other things that are negative.
但是我们将来，神要是给我们一个极重无比永远的荣耀。
But one day, God is going to give us a glory beyond comparison.
所以那是我们最大的盼望。
And that's our greatest hope.
所以我们今生，虽然有时候也会遇到患难，劳苦叹息。
Today, though we have tribulation and suffering,
但是我们真正盼望有一天呢、啊，主来的时候，我们卑贱的身体呀、啊，改变成为主荣耀的身体一样。
Our true hope is that one day our lowly body will be transformed into the glorious body of Jesus Christ.
他能够跟主永远同住。
To live eternally with.
啊，那就是好得无比的地方啊。
And that is a place better than any other.
啊，就是我们借着因信。所带来的福分
and this is the blessing that we receive by being justified
啊，能够跟神和好，以神为乐
that we can be reconciled with God and to have joy with Him
啊，能够站在神所赐给我们的恩典当中来享受神儿女的荣耀
and that one day we can stand in God's grace to enjoy the blessings as His children
啊，但是我们啊，更盼望将来啊脱离这个败坏的世界
But moreover, we truly hope one day we can depart from this corruptible world
啊，来享受那个极重无比永恒的荣耀
To enjoy and inherit the eternal glory
在神的国里面呢、啊，永远跟主同住
To live eternally in the kingdom of God
那是我们最大的盼望
That is our greatest hope
啊，但是我们这个盼望啊，啊，这个救恩啊，到底怎么样得到呢
But how do we receive this?
是不是说啊，我们只要可以承认呢、啊，啊就够了呢。
Is it true that as long as you confess that you believe with your mouth is good enough?
是不是真正像一般人所讲的，一次得救就永远得救呢
？Or is it just as other people say that once you're saved, you're always saved?
啊，我们刚刚谈到说，信耶稣啊，这是绝对的。
We said earlier that believing in Jesus is absolutely the correct thing.
因为使徒对建筑一家说。你要信耶稣啊，你跟你一家就能够得救。
The apostles once said to the jailer, "If you believe, you and your household will be saved."
啊，但是除了信耶稣以外啊，当然你要照着耶稣所讲的话来行。
But in addition to believing Jesus, we of course have to obey what He commands us.
我们看罗马书第六章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6.
第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
罗马书第六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
六章三节
Chapter 6 verse 3
岂不知道我们做受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗第四节
Verse 4
我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样第五节
Five.
我们若在他死的形状与他联合，也要在他复活的形状与他联合。第六节。
Verse six.
因为知道我们的旧人跟他同钉十字架，属罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。这里保罗谈到这个洗礼的重要性。
In this passage, Paul emphasizes the importance of baptism.
说洗礼啊，就是让我们归入耶稣基督里面。
He tells us here, being baptized is to allow us to enter into Jesus.
所以你没有洗礼啊，就是在耶稣基督的门外啊。
Before you're baptized, you're outside of Jesus' door.
洗礼啊，才归入耶稣基督里面。
But when you're baptized, then you're united with Jesus.
要能够成为神的儿女，神家里面的一份子。
And only then can you become His children, members of God's household.
啊，所以洗礼就是一个恩典，能够领受恩典的一个关键，
baptism,
一个入门。
Baptism is the door to enter into God's grace.
啊，那么说啊，你洗礼是要跟主啊同死、同埋葬。
But it also says when you're baptized into his death so that you can die and resurrect with Jesus.
那我们的旧人啊，我们那个罪人呢、啊，跟他同钉在十字架上了。
It also tells us in verse 6 that our old man is crucified with him.
把罪人啊钉死在十字架上。
That our body of sin is crucified on this cross.
啊，然后把它埋葬掉了。
And then it's buried.
啊，然后从水里上来啊，就是一个复活的新人呐、啊。
And then when we come up from the water, then we come up as a new man.
一般的教会，他们认为说这是种代表了象征的说法。
A lot of other churches, they simply believe this is just a prefigurement.
但是我们知道，我们这个洗礼啊，有赦罪的功效。
But we know that baptism truly is the effectiveness of washing away our sins.
因为有主耶稣的宝血在里面。
Because in the water is also the blood.
有圣灵做见证。
There is His Holy Spirit testifying.
所以洗礼啊，真的是跟主同死。 同埋葬同复活.
So baptism truly is to die, to be buried, and to resurrect with Jesus.
把我们的过去的罪人、旧人呢，就把它钉死在十字架上。
And to crucify our previous sinful body on the cross.
进在水里面就把它埋葬掉了.
We enter in the water to bury him.
从水里上来啊，就是一个复活的新人。
And when we come up from the water, we are a new creation.
所以从洗礼开始以后啊，就是一个重生的人。
Starting from baptism, we are a reborn person.
所以一举一动啊，就要有新生啊复活的样式。
But this also means that everything we do, the way we live our life, should be a new way.
所以保罗说啊，在耶稣基督里面的人呐，一切都更新了。
Paul says that in Christ, all things are new.
所有的旧事都已经过去了。
All the former things have passed away.
而一切都从新开始。
Behold, all things are new.
因为这种洗礼，你领受了新的生命啊。
Because through baptism you receive a new life and you should live according to new ways.
所以罪恶啦，过去的泛滥、劳苦啦、奴隶的生活，全部结束了。
That previous life of sin and struggling in sin is all gone.
洗礼以后啊，得到赦罪，得到重生，做新人。
After baptism, we are redeemed, our sins are forgiven, and we are a new person.
一切都是新生的样式。
And everything is new.
所以这个洗礼啊，就非常非常的重要。
Because of this, baptism is very critical.
好，我们再接下来看第八章。
Let's continue on to chapter 8.
16节。
Chapter 8, verse 16.
八章16节。
Chapter 8, verse 16.
八章十六节
，Chapter 8, verse 16.
圣灵跟我们的心呢，它才有同证。我们是神的儿女，17节。17。既然是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们按他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。 这里讲到这个领受圣灵的重要。
Verse 17 tells us the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以既然我们已经受洗了，归入耶稣基督，成为神的儿女了。
If we've already been baptized into Jesus and have become His children.
所以神就把他的灵赐给我们。
Then God will give us His Holy Spirit.
圣灵要跟我们的心呢，一起来证明我们就是神的儿女。
And His Spirit with our spirit will bear witness that we are His children.
既然是神的儿女啊，神就要把天上丰盛的产业赐给我们。
And if we're His children, then He will give us the abundant gifts and rewards in heaven.
圣灵就是我们得天国啊。 得享永产业的一种凭据。
The Holy Spirit is a type of guarantee of our inheritance and reward in heaven.
所以第九节讲到说，如果神的灵住在你身上啊，你已经不是属世界了，你已经属灵了。
In verse 9 it tells us that the Spirit of God dwells inside of you, then you no longer belong to the world and instead belong to God.
但是如果人还没有得到基督的灵， 还没有真正属基督。
But if a person does not yet receive the Spirit, then he is not truly belonging to Jesus.
所以我们既然是神的儿女啊，神就把圣灵赐给你啊，给你做印记，证明你是神的儿女。
If we are the children of God, then he gives us his Holy Spirit to testify that we are his children.
所以使徒在传道里的时候啊，就说你们要悔改，奉耶稣的名受洗。
That's why when the apostles preached, they said you need to repent and be baptized.
然后洗去你们的罪。
For the remission of your sins.
既然罪洗掉了，成为神的儿女了。
After your sins are forgiven, then you become the children of God.
就必领受圣灵来做凭据。
Then you shall receive the Holy Spirit as your guarantee.
所以圣灵是来证明我们是神的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit is given to us to testify that we are God's children.
我们将来能够得享天国永恒的福气。
To prove that one day we will inherit the eternal blessings in heaven.
圣灵在我们身上啊，也是要帮助我们呢，做得救的功夫。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit in our life is to help fulfill the salvation work in us.
因为保罗说啊，我常常心里啊，常常在征战。
Paul often said that in his heart he would struggle.
因为我立志行善，由得我，但是行出来却由不得我。
Because he willed to do good, and yet he could not do it.
我想要做的善行不出来。
The good that he willed to do, he did not do.
我不愿意做的恶啊，偏偏去做。
And the evil which he wished not to do, he did.
所以良心常常在铸折。
And so his conscience continually to struggle and
resist. 他觉得说，心中有两个力量常常在那里征战。
And he felt that inside of him there was two opposing forces struggling.
所以靠着自己啊，要行善啊，觉得很痛苦。
to rely on ourselves to do good is very difficult.
感谢主啊, 他说我现在靠主耶稣啊,
but Paul concluded, thank God that by relying on Jesus, I can be victorious.
因为圣灵的帮助啊, 可以让我来住属肉体上的情欲,
because the Holy Spirit helps me to put to death the lust of the flesh.
能够把神的道啊, 很自然地把它行出来,
and then to very naturally exhibit the words of God in
us. 所以圣灵可以帮助我们脱离罪跟死的力量。
And so the Holy Spirit allows us to depart from the power of sin and death.
主要我们顺服圣灵带领啊, 我们就能够享受生命跟平安。
As long as we submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we can enjoy peace and rest.
所以我们信主了以后啊, 说神是圣灵给你, 慢慢感动你, 让你成为圣洁, 能够达到得救的地步。
After you believe and receive the Holy Spirit will move you so that you can slowly reach the heavenly kingdom.
我们看罗马书8章26节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
罗马书8章26节。
Chapter 8, verse 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。 我们本不晓得怎样祷告, 主是圣灵亲自用, 说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。 27节。
27.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思, 因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。 这里讲到圣灵就是要帮助我们祷告的。
The verse tells us here that the Spirit is to help intercede for us.
当然我们每一个人都可以祷告啊, 把我们所需要的来告诉神。
Of course, all of us can pray to God and tell God what our needs are.
但是问题是我们的祷告是不是真正完全合神的旨意。
But the question is our prayer in true accordance with the will of God?
因为神的意念高过人的意念, 神的道路高过人的道路。
Because the thoughts of God are beyond the thoughts of man, His ways are beyond our own.
我们人所想的所看的都是有限的。
Everything that we imagine and see are very limited.
当然我们自己的祷告啊, 就不完全了。
And so of course, oftentimes our prayers are incomplete.
神在我们借着圣灵
But through the Holy Spirit dwelling on us,
就是来帮助我们祷告。
Then God can help us to pray.
这里讲到说, 我们不晓得怎样祷告啊, 才能够得到神的喜悦。
It tells us in these verses that we don't know how we ought to pray so that God will be pleased.
就我们的祷告啊, 也, 我们悟性的祷告不完全啊。
That means our prayers and understanding are incomplete.
但是圣灵要用说不出来的叹息啊,
But the Holy Spirit is to use groanings which cannot be uttered to intercede for us.
也就是保罗啊, 到了那个第三层天啊, 说在那边听到那个非常隐秘的话语, 人没办法讲的。
It's like when Paul went to the third heaven and heard words which cannot be uttered.
所以, 圣灵要用那个属灵的话语, 属灵的奥秘来替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will use spiritual words and mysteries to pray for us.
所以圣灵的祷告啊, 当然是最有功效的。
And so of course the prayer of the Holy Spirit is the most effective.
因为圣灵就是神的灵, 祂当然知道神的旨意。
Because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God and of course knows what the will of God is.
圣灵住在我们身上, 祂当然晓得我们的需要。
But at the same time, because the Holy Spirit lives in us, it knows what our needs are.
所以圣灵的祷告, 是最有功效的祷告。
Therefore the prayer in the Spirit is the most effective form of prayer.
所以他在我们身上就是帮助我们来代祷。
In us, the Holy Spirit helps to intercede.
让我们所祈求的, 都合神旨意, 就没有一件啊, 不蒙神垂听的。
So that everything we pray is in accordance to God's will, and therefore God will hear all of our prayers.
我们看罗马书8章11节。
Let's also look at Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
罗马书8章11节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
8章11节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵, 若住在你们心里, 那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的, 也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵, 使你们必死的身体啊, 又活过来。 这里讲到这个圣灵跟我们复活啊，有绝对的关系啊。
This verse also tells us that our resurrection is related to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵让耶稣从死里复活过来。
The Holy Spirit is what enabled Jesus to resurrect from the dead.
因为耶稣是圣灵啊。
Because Jesus was born through the Holy Spirit in Mary.
主耶稣啊，在开始祷，要传道的时候。
And also when Jesus began his ministry and was baptized, when he got out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
他非常重视祷告,
and because Jesus emphasized prayer, he was full with the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面说啊,
the Bible says the Holy Spirit was given to him an unlimited quantity. Because he was completely filled by it.
所以他虽然钉死了，被埋葬在坟墓里面。
So that even though Jesus died, was crucified and buried in
the tomb. 他说这个圣灵啊，让耶稣啊从死里活过来。
This same Holy Spirit allowed Jesus to resurrect again.
所以这个圣灵如果住在我们心里面。
Today, if this Spirit lives inside of our hearts,
我们这个会死掉的身体啊，将来借着圣灵的力量也要让我们活过来。
Then our body, which will one day die, also will resurrect.
所以圣灵就是神的灵啊，就是神的生命在我们里面。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God dwelling inside of our hearts.
圣灵啊, 带给我们永远复活的生命。
And the Holy Spirit also enables to have a life of resurrection.
所以我们离世的人啊, 将来啊, 要借着圣灵的力量要复活改变。
So that we who will one day die can still resurrect and transform into a glorious body. And then to live with God forever. This is a very important method the Bible teaches us in order to be saved.
所以保罗说啊,
Paul says that this is God's salvation being manifested.
所以保罗很感激说啊，神拣选他，能够成为外邦的属徒。
And Paul also was thankful that God chose him to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
啊，能够把这种道理啊，主是外邦人呐，啊，让他们来信主得救。
To reveal this gospel to the Gentiles so that they too can be saved.
我们今天也是一样啊，能够得到神的拣选。
Today is likewise for us to be chosen by God.
啊，能够成为神的儿女啊，有圣灵在我们身上的凭据。
And to become His children with the guarantee of His Spirit in our lives.
啊，我们除了信服真道啊。
Then, in addition to believing in this truth,
啊，我们要保守这个真的福音呐，啊，我们也要努力的把它。
We also need to hold fast to the truth and proclaim it to the world.
啊，能够让万国人呐都能够明白真道，啊，来信主。
So that all nations can come to understand and believe as well.
来得享永生的真福分。
To enjoy the eternal blessings of salvation.
所以我们看到说，保罗对这个得救的道理啊，他就讲得很清楚，而且非常有系统。
We can see here that Paul explains very clearly the plan of salvation and he explains it very well.
所以我们在听道理的时候应当慎思明辨。
As we study the word and listen to the word, we need to digest it.
不要因为有些人讲说啊，你主要相信就好了。
We shouldn't just listen to what people say, oh, you just need to confess with your
mouth. 不必洗礼啦, 不必遮圣灵啦,
or they say you don't need to be baptized or receive the
Holy Spirit.
And then easily be influenced by
it. 我们应当从圣经里面来查考，而且我们明白的真道，我们就要遵守到底。
Instead, we need to study the Bible carefully and understand the true way of salvation.
愿主耶稣的恩典。
May the grace of God be upon us always.
我们来唱诗
436首。 Let's sing hymn 436. 436. Hymn 436. We're going to pray now.
神救赎我们世人的恩典显明出来。
The grace of God's salvation is revealed to us.
我们就是凭着信心啊来领受。 神的恩典,
and we can receive God's grace through faith.
因为这是白白要赐给我们的大福气,
because this is a great blessing He's giving to us freely.
我们还没有得圣灵的弟兄姊妹以及我们的朋友,
for our brother, friends who have not yet believed,
我们要凭着信心求,
we need to pray in faith.
因为这是神的应许, 不会漏空的,
because this is God's promise to us and it will not go unfulfilled.
所以我们来到神面前呢, 要有信心, 相信神的赏赐。
The Bible says that when we come before God, we have to come to Him in faith, expecting
主要我们努力,
to receive it.
寻求, 我们就能够寻见。
As long as we diligently seek, then we will find it.
我们要得到神的恩典的祷告, 说要情辞迫切。
The Bible says if we want to receive God's blessing, we have to earnestly pray for it.
我们心中很渴慕。
We have to desire for it in our hearts.
然后我们啊, 很急切地祈求。
And then very earnestly pray for it.
啊, 所以我们眼里啊, 要急切一点啊, 恳求神施恩啊。
And so we need to use more of our effort with our voice and to ask God for the Holy Spirit.
啊, 这样神就会施恩给我们。
And in doing so, God will grant us our desire.
说要求恩典的可以到前面来。
So if you wish to pray for grace, you can please.
还要让圣灵充满，要求圣灵的都可以到前面来。
If you wish to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit or for the Holy Spirit, then you can also.
我们请教会的圣职人员来帮我们按手祝福祷告。
We ask the sacred workers to help us to lay hands in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.